and we shouldn't look for a whole new branding, but a constant and seasonal mutation. And we do what we ought to do, which is regenerate us, and as part of it we ought to accept to expire. And depending on the stage of our maturation, also our outcome differs consistently. And the main dilemma is, if we accept differences, are we to accept those who do not accept them? And behind the thin layer of homogeneity that is imposed on us, we can hide all our existential complexity. And we keep fresh by constantly refreshing ourselves with the resources we find most genuine. And the modern paradox is that the more sealed we are, the less we are exposed to the very causes of being sealed. And many are the possibilities opening to us being strictly professional, or else the other possibility is being total anarchists. And even so, the social indignation will completely undress us, will keep on wearing our dignity from within. And if the technological evolution put our meanings to crisis, can we not refill these meanings before the lack of them makes us self-destruct? And whatever is the human community, the main form of disruption is the possibility of one member to step over the others. And corrupted are those who manages to suck everything from those who were not corrupted. And we are dead in and out, and yet keep up a pride killing all life around us. And in the very restrictions of our bourgeois environment, we become incapable of seeing far beyond our nose. And while before the metaphor for the unreal was the real, now we have shifted to the opposite. And so much we have been asked to limit our natural aspirations that we have become fetishists. The bigger the intention, the higher the excitement, yet the harder it is to keep such excitement over time. And it is true that we are not born godly, yet we can become so by training our soul. It is not a matter about using our reason alone, it is a matter of reasoning to enhance our virtue, consequently others. And we apply so much inner effort for one single outcome. And in order to go in depth, we ought to eliminate all the worldly worries that keep on bringing us to the surface. And the constant care of our inner self is poured in abundance onto others. And even the smallest spot of pureness is always needed to recover our purity within. And we shouldn't judge reasoning for its foreignness, but rather for its insight on our human existence. And it is without hope for the realization of a vision that the more life proceeds, the more it gets bitter. and once even intellectual set a conventional apparatus that hinder the possibility for a change of the overall apparatus. And what is most enlightening is to experience life taking its first or its last breath. And the more we pursue in the formation of our soul, the bigger the worldly forces we will have to face. And only in a humble setting we can convey the source of a new life away from the decaying luxuries of the aging one. And wisdom lies not in bringing opposition to a radical forces that naturally arise, but rather intertwine the two resulting forces. And most human talent goes to waste criticizing human methods rather than adhering to one. And even in the most extravagant of our manifestations, we shall always display our sobriety. And a great victory today is always a minor loss for the many tomorrows to come. And the urge to break free from a society hindering our nature is often mitigated by updating our social status. And only seeing as a whole a spiritual struggle is unbearable, yet one can endure it step by step. And contributing to excite the mainstream not only is a personal waste of time, but also hinders others to have a deeper understanding of their own human condition. And as a projection of the unreal get ever more invasive, we ought to constantly get in touch with the depth of reality, both within and around us. And in our discontent for the blind vanity of society, we can always get lost in the sublime heights until we last. And social constraints exhaust a human nature that can only regenerate in nature. And the danger is not our simplistic way of reflecting, but the simplification enforced by the very media that through which we communicate. And as we age, we get increasingly stuck in patterns that only the new generation can break. And we can lend nature to maintain our virtue, yet certainly we cannot steal nature to increase our state of vicious corruption. And once our spirituality is mature, we have to accept that we won't have all the resources at all times to work on a place where to host it. And what is the purpose of tailoring the education of students that in the end gets blown down by the first storm? And it is not presence alone that ties us to someone, but it is fighting for the same goal. And we ought to be able to judge people based on their real accomplishments and not their fake credits. And making the service we can provide exclusive is the modern way of creating social inequality. And the hard truth ought to be always accompanied by sweetener in order to be easily digestible. And we ought to be able to maintain even the smallest blink of hope throughout the worst of forecasts. And being simple doesn't mean to repress our personal manifestations, but to allow a natural flow. And a method lost can be our insurance that a world to explore is explored in all its aspects. And for how infamous that may seem, an humble setting is the best platform from where to take risks. And as prompt as we listen to the authority, we should listen to our inner authority. And paradoxically, a message can be only kept alive when life itself is in danger. And our mystical enterprise has to be fully set up prior entering the worldly one. And we should have realized from the beginning that any sort of natural disturbance won't go unpaid. And we are confined to fix at an increasing pace the very technology we have devised to fully replace us. And those artifacts we assume representing our society today may only obfuscate our image tomorrow. And we literally have nothing but the possibility to be everything. And the will for independence necessarily imply the experiencing of a struggle that turns us into superior men.